So hopefully you're beginning to get a sense of how natural and how commonplace hypnosis is. At the end of this CD, actually, I'll be giving you a whole bunch of exercises to really refine your senses to be able to see that happening in everyday existence. But before we do this, I want to talk a little bit more about, if you like, the dark side of hypnosis. You see, believe it or not, you're being influenced, you're being targeted by thousands upon thousands of messages every single day. These messages come to you in the form of the media, advertising, news, government posts, and even other people's opinion. Now, the thing is, sometimes this accidental hypnosis is well-intentioned, well-meaning, or even totally accidental. Other times, it's very, very purposeful. Take, for example, an advertisement. If you look at advertising and how it's actually structured, you'll notice, especially as you gain more insight and experience with this course, that it's actually structured in a very hypnotic way. It is designed to persuade and influence you. It's designed to get you to buy those things. Now, you know that I've been doing a lot of work with big corporations. I could name names. And one of the most interesting things was walking into one of these Fortune 500 companies, into their marketing department, where I was doing a consultation work. And them turning around and saying something along the lines of, you know, this new product launch, I know how to get people to walk in and buy it. What I don't know is, and then she went into some technical detail about the thing. Now, what really struck me is the casual nature with which this executive, this marketing executive, was convinced that she could launch this new product and get people to buy it. And this is what's happening to you on a daily basis. If you think about the news broadcasts, what do they broadcast? They're broadcasting really negative experiences, people dying, wars, financial losses, dangerous economic collapses, natural disasters. Well, why are you doing this? Well, they're doing this because it captures your attention. It captivates you. It makes sure you watch. You see, news broadcasts are not so much in the business of bringing you news as in the business of getting you to watch the news. And would you really tune in every day if they said, hey, today millions of people had a normal day and actually were pretty happy. And John Smith got up one day and he had his coffee this morning, he kissed his wife, told his kids he loved them, went to work, and guess what? He made the company a lot of money. He came home feeling really satisfied that he did a really good day's job. Then he spent some time with his children, told his wife he loved him, he went to sleep a happy man. Now that's a charming story, but you're not going to hear that on the news. So what he ends up giving to you, all this doom and gloom and drama, is this really skewed sense of how what the world is doing. We think that really the world is in a messed up place, and whatever your perceptions are, you know, feel free to hang on to them. In my opinion, 95% of the planet is happy and healthy and people are doing good things. It's just that 5% that we're focusing on that is really unbalanced and unpleasant. And in my personal opinion, I'd rather live in that 95% of the world where things are happy. Doesn't mean that you have to close your eyes to these other things. You just have to be aware that the messages you're seeing are not necessarily as accurate a representation of the world as you think they are. Now, why am I saying all these things? Because I want you to free yourself to generate your own opinion. When you begin to treat information you're getting from these sources, the media, the governments, advertising in particular, actually even films and books that you read, with this little skepticism, you get to choose whether you want to believe this message or not. You get to choose whether it's part of your life or not. The only thing you need to do to break a negative hypnotic spell that's being cast on you is begin to think rationally, to begin to think critically. And if you decide that you choose this message as one that's good for you, by all means, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. But if you decide that this is not something that you want to have in your life, just simply analyze it, criticize it, ridicule it, and say, hey, That's not how the world works. And you'll have protected your mind from taking on board something which you really don't need.